No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
On YouTube, Leighton says Ohio State beats Indiana 34-20. Like we said, that could happen. Doesn't mean anything about Indiana's season not being successful and them having a chance to win the playoffs. So, 34-20, very feasible. But we just said Ohio State's one of the more talented teams we've seen in a long time. College football.
I don't see Ohio State winning by 14.
I don't. Either.
I don't see it.
Aren't the points like it? What did you say?
Five and a half. I thought
they're down to like four.
Is it down? It went down.
Yeah,
the money was five and a half.
The money was coming in on Indiana.
I don't think Ohio State has the offense to pull.
Ooh, Ohio State just down to four now. 4-point favorite.
Ooh, how about Jake? Ooh,
it opened 5.5.
I also one thing is that they have no reason for style points. So Ohio State doesn't have to be like, hey, we got to score. We got to get up and we got to. We got to look the part.
I don't think they can, Bill. I think that game is relatively low scoring, like 24-17, 21-17, that type of game. You got to.
I hope it ends. I hope the first quarter ends at 0-0. That's what I'm hoping. I hope it's like, okay,
we're
here
not
we
going
go.
Though. I know we're not going.
Yeah, we're not. We're supposed to be there.
$650 bucks a ticket.
Yikes!
I think that's probably a fairly packed press box for that game too.
Can you imagine that one?
That'd be impossible.
I wonder what that looks like with all the other, like the SEC game though. Like, wonder what the national rider split is.
Well, this is 1-2.
Yeah. And it's sold out.
Indiana has a chance to win the conference title.
God, I'd love to see that indoor venue sold out, what it's like in Indianapolis. I'd love to see it. I could just go up there myself. Pretty big.
You're not going.
I could go myself.
We've heard that before.
You never go to nowhere to stay, though.
You're lucky if you go to Walgreens.
I'm going places. Anyway, go ahead.
So I brought this up during the game show, but for the first time since 2008, yes, a non-SEC team is on top of the rankings for the class. 2026, USC number one overall with 35 commits. 35. Right. 1 5-star, 21 4-stars, 13 3-stars. Oregon number two in the rankings. Mm-hmm. Notre Dame 3, Bama 4, Georgia at 5.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the top 10, Ohio State's at 6 with 27 commits. Tennessee 7th at 28. Texas at 8 with 23 commits, A&M at 9th with 25, and Miami with 30 commits, number 10. If you're curious about Lane Kiffin, you know, just took over LSU, they have the number 12 class. They had 16 commits, still number 12.
I would imagine if you were committed to LSU, when Lane came, you didn't flip from LSU. It's like, okay, we have a plan here. So I feel pretty solid about that. And then obviously they'll have portal, and they're going to have players come from Ole Miss. They will have players come from Ole Miss they'll come to LSU.
Bill Belichick had 39 commits to North Carolina. 17.
Okay.
No 5-star, 13 4-stars, 26 3-stars for Bill Belichick at North Carolina. 39 commits, though.
I wonder, that conversation just, it's like North Carolina doesn't exist. Because for a while there was like,
he's still there.
There's like no way that they can keep him. It's not good. And then they were losing. They win a couple games, so it kind of goes away. Then they finish terrible. They're 4-8, but there has been no conversation whatsoever of like, well, maybe he won't be back. I mean, it's like, nope, they're just kind of moving on.
How about USC?
35 commits for USC.
And then if you look through them, it's just LA area, a lot of it. Just, that's what you do. That's why I always say, well, how can USC ever be bad? I'll never understand it. You look at the scene, you look at what they have recruiting availability. How could you be bad?
They'll get some portal players also.
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. The holidays are almost here. And if you still have names on your list, Don't panic. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. You'll discover presents that feel meaningful and personal, never rushed or last minute. Uncommon Goods looks for products that are high quality, unique, and often handmade or made in the U.S. Many are crafted by independent artists and small businesses, so every gift feels special and thoughtfully chosen. For example, I just got a Miami Dolphins whiskey board that fits my bar perfectly in my basement with four glasses for tasters when friends come over. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers and sports fans to foodies, mixologists, and gardeners. You'll find unforgettable gifts that are anything but ordinary. Every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3.1 million to date. So don't wait. Make this holiday the year you give something truly unforgettable. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
So yeah. I think as well as you thought, this is an all-in season for them. Maeva is going to be a senior, is that right? I think this will be his third year as a starter there.
Yeah.
No excuses. I still don't know if he is able to, like I said before, he always has some wow moments on both sides.
He's interesting. Yeah. See, now, Coach Sipple, I think his footwork's out of whack.
There's some.
Do you ever see his right foot moves way too forward?
Let's do a film study
on that. But he just makes wild plays both ways. It's like, wow,
he does.
I can't believe he made that mistake. And wow, that was an incredible play.
He throws it like a shortstop too often. I mean.
I don't think. I said that after the game here. I said when they were flying home, I just wonder if he thinks can that guy win it all? Can Maeva win it all? Because that's what you're still trying to do at USC.
No, I know.
You're trying to win it all.
They don't have a playoff team right now. Yeah. They don't. Come on. They don't stop the run well enough.
They were 47th in defense.
Yeah, I'm not sure what they lose this offseason, but they expect to be next year a playoff team. They do.
The
Big Ten wants to have four teams. They're going to have three teams this year in the playoff for the Big Ten.
That team I saw in Lincoln's not a playoff team.
No.
That wasn't a playoff. Nebraska should have beat them. 14-6.
Iowa should have beat them.
Hell yeah.
Iowa should have beat them.
Just fell apart.
21-7.
They're not equipped in the trenches on defense. I think offense are pretty good. But not on defense. You can run at them. They weren't going to win a game in the playoffs. Or if they did, they weren't going to string together wins. So I'm glad they didn't make it.
Sweet uniforms, though.
Oh.
Oh. The gray face mask. I love when they have the gray face mask.
They look beautiful.
Yeah, they look beautiful. Anthony Davis.
And something. Clay Helton. Going in the tunnel.
He never tires the pet saw.
There was one time Clay Helton and had the same record as Lincoln Riley. It was pretty close.
Jeez,
he might have finally went a little over it this year.
I'm glad to see. I hope they keep Lincoln Riley, and I'm glad to see UCLA get Chesney. I want those two schools to be representative.
You want UCLA
of what they
to
used
have
to be.
Some form of a pulse.
Yeah,
just something.
Just because they were dead. They were a dead fish.
Yeah, they had couple games. They got a miracle. But no, not good.
Yeah, they had the whole story with Neuheisel's kid and all that, and that was nice for a while. And then they just
fizzled out.
Fizzled out bad. And then also weird. We can't even get a first down.
Right. It got really bad.
Yeah.
So anyway, I hope those two schools.
Yeah, because right now, of your four new teams, the three of the four are respectable. I mean, Washington's been good with Jed Fish, of course, Caleb DeBoer, and then Oregon has been a playoff team. USC, not a playoff team, but still close. They're on the fringe of it.
Kind of disappointing, but all right.
But UCLA, if they can do anything.
And it's just it's an optics thing, too. The UCLA Rose Bowl situation is bad. I mean, they don't draw anybody. There's not excitement around that stadium at all. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful scene. USC, Iowa, if you watch that game and it was raining, but you're like, it's not like Lindale White anymore.
No.
It's not like Marcus Allen. It's just something's not right there. Now, did you watch UCLA USC though?
I did.
And that crowd looked pretty good.
It was solid. It was a solid crowd.
Yeah, 29-10 that game.
Yeah, 20, and it was dominant by USC. Yeah.
And those teams turn it up against each other. Did you notice that?
Yeah.
That's a rivalry. That's a legit rivalry.
When we come back, the spillover is next on Early Break of the Ticket.